the Srimad Bhagavatam. We read the story of Lord Shiva. Who was approached by the devatas when they were in utter desperation. The entire universe was being filled with deadly poison. It was on the verge of exterminating all life. Lord Vishnu directed the devatas to Lord Shiva. At once, he took the entire practical ocean of poison, concentrated it, and drank it for the welfare of others. And in this particular pastime, it is said in the Bhagavad Purana that there is no service more pleasing to the Supreme Personality of Godhead than being willing to accept hardships as an act of compassion for other living beings. Shamsundar Prabhu has just narrated some drops from the oceanic examples of Srila Prabhupada's compassion to other living beings. To show compassion to others in this material world is the greatest way of giving pleasure to the Supreme Lord. Many examples. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he spoke about Vasudev Dutt, he would praise him as if he had 1,000 mouths. Once in Jagannath Puri, the Lord was glorifying Vasudev Dutt in this spirit, in the presence of all the devotees. Vasudev Dutt was very embarrassed. Somehow or other he spoke. And he said, "My Lord, I have one request for you. For a long time I have been waiting to ask you for this. You have descended to show your mercy to the most fallen. You have descended into this world to alleviate the suffering of the conditioned souls. And you are the Supreme Lord who is completely independent. Whatever you desire, no one can stop you. You can do that. Please hear my one appeal." My heart breaks when I see the conditioned souls in this universe suffering due to forgetfulness of you. I beg you, let all of the sins, all of the karma of every living being in this universe fall on my head. Allow me to suffer hellish conditions perpetually and give everyone else liberation. Now, the Supreme Lord doesn't hear what you say from your mouth. The Lord is bhavagrahi. He's within your heart. He knows your intentions. Whatever you speak, Krishna is hearing the intentions of your words. Whatever actions you perform, Krishna is reciprocating according to the intention of your actions. Not only did Vasudev Dat say this, but from the very core of his heart, he meant it. It affected Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so deeply that Lord Chaitanya's body trembled and tears poured from his eyes. With a choked up voice, Lord Chaitanya said, "This is not surprising that you have said this, because you are Prahlad Maharaj." Because of your pure love for God. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that when there is love of God in one's heart, it manifests in this world in the form of compassion to every living being. Mamaivamso jivaloke jivabhuta sanatana. Every living being is part of Krishna. To love Krishna is to love the essence of the soul in every heart, unconditionally. This is Vaishnav. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Whatever you wish, Krishna must fulfill it. But there's no need for you to suffer. Krishna will liberate everybody." Just on the basis of your desire. Vasudev Dat was living in a place after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. He moved from Mamgachi to Kumarahata. And there, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited Srivas Thakur's home. Vasudev Dat came. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed to the whole world for all time his feelings toward Vasudev Dat. He said that I am the property of Vasudev Dat. My body belongs to him. My heart belongs to him. Wherever he wants to sell me, I am sold. Wherever he wants to give me away, in any place, at any time, I will be given away. I say it again and again. I am the property of Vasudev Dat. This is interesting. If wherever he wants to sell me, I am sold. That means he's taking the role of a slave for his devotee. In human society, the only time you can sell somebody is if that person's your slave. And in most places in the world today, slavery is illegal. Because it's considered so abusive. Yes? How many of you want to be a slave? Or anywhere your master can just sell you, beat you, anything? But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is longing to be the slave of his devotee. That is the nature of his love. And what are the qualities of Vrindavan Das Thakur? We have heard some of the qualities Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami have explained. Vrindavan Das Thakur tells that Vasudev Datta, he would never look for any faults in anyone. He was always looking for the good. Always looking for that potential to serve Krishna and love Krishna. And because he was in this spirit, his love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was on the highest level of ecstasy. And therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu declared himself to be the prisoner in the heart of Vasudev Dutt, conquered by the compassion of his devotee. Srila Prabhupada, in Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto, compares another personality to Vasudev Dutt. Should I continue?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, thank you. A king named Ranti Dev. Ranti Dev, for over 40 days, he fasted with his family to purify his heart and for the welfare of all society. At the end of that fast, he was brought, because he was in a secluded place, he was brought food made with milk and ghee, as well as some water. And he offered his prayers and was about to break the fast. He was on the verge of death. Just at that time, a Brahmin appeared and said, "Oh, Ranti Dev, I am very hungry. Do you have any food?" So Ranti Dev gave a whole portion and fed him to his satisfaction. The Brahmin left. Ranti Dev then was about to take prasad. And a Shudra appeared and said, "Oh, I am so hungry. Do you have anything to eat?" Ranti Dev fed that person to his satisfaction as well as the rest of his family. Whatever little was left, he was about to eat. His hands were trembling. And somebody came with a pack of dogs and said, "My dogs are hungry. So am I. Do you have any food for us?" Ranti Dev distributed all the food left to these dogs. All that was left was one little cup of water, just enough to keep him alive. As he was about to drink the water, a chandala appeared. And in a piteous voice, he said, "Oh, I'm so thirsty. Do you have any water?" And then Ranti Dev offered a prayer with folded palms to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He said, "My dear Lord, I do not beg from you all the 8 mystic cities. I do not want from you liberation from all suffering, liberation from the repetition of birth and death. I do not desire from you any heavenly pleasures. I only have one request. Let me remain here with the living entities of this material world, and in every birth I take, give me the benediction that I could suffer on their behalf so that they could be liberated." And then Ranti Dev said, "By giving this chandala, my water, which really means by giving him my life, I will never again have to suffer from hunger or thirst or moroseness or lamentation or bodily trembling or any other type of misery." And then Ranti Dev gave the water to the chandala in ecstasy. Suddenly Brahma, Shiva, and other demigods appeared. They revealed to him that actually, the Brahman, the dogs, everybody that you just They were demigods. We just wanted to test you. How you have passed this test. We want to offer you any benediction. Ranti Dev didn't even ask for his water back. He didn't ask for anything. What did he do? He offered his respectful obeisances to all the devatas, and he simply fixed his mind on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Anyabhilashita sunyam jnana karmanavita. He wanted nothing except to please the Lord. And therefore the Lord empowered him and blessed him in such a way that whoever came in contact with him would love Krishna. And because he was king, the whole world loved Krishna because of this one man's compassion. Shivananda Sen, we know the story of how he was so compassionate to that dog. Not a pedigree dog imported from Sweden or Afghanistan or France. Just an Indian dog. You know, just one of those street dogs, homeless, just wandering around. But Shivananda Sen, somehow the dog was following, and he considered, I am the Gopi Bhartur Padakamala Yora Dasa Dasanu Dasa. I'm the servant of the servant of the servant. This dog is coming to the party. Shivananda Sen had to organize for 200 to 300 devotees to travel by foot from Bengal all the way to Jagannath Puri every year. And in those days it was very dangerous. There were so many kingdoms and rival administrations and so many dacoits. They had to go through forests and jungles, and they had to sometimes cross rivers and pay taxes. And he arranged everything. And nobody had to pay any fees to go with him. Like in our yatra, you have to pay fees. Shivananda Sen, it was free for everyone. And he paid for everything. Every year. So busy. But when that dog came, he gave as much attention, affection, and compassion to that dog as anyone. In fact, more. When there was prejudice against dogs for that one boatman, he negotiated and paid more for the dog than any of the other devotees. And he even made special meals for the dog. Hare Krishna. Now this is completely on the spiritual platform. It's not like Shamsundar's dog. And Prabhupada gave them mercy. Those dogs might be in Goloka Vrindavan waiting for Shamsundar for me. Prabhupada gave them prasad. He blessed them by tapping them with his cane. He rode in a car with them one time. Ralph, right? Ralph was his name. And when Malati Devi and Shamsundar Prabhu gave the dog away, Prabhupada asked where he was. He was thinking, praying for him. Sarvasva to ma charane sampiya. What is it? Bodeche to mara gare. Tumito thakur to mara kukur. Boliya to mara sampane. Bhakti Vinod Thakur prays. You are my master, and I am your dog. So Shivananda Sen gave so much kindness. And ultimately, the dog disappeared because somebody didn't serve him properly. And in Puri, when Shivananda Sen arrived, he went to Gambira, and in the courtyard, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was all alone sitting with that dog. Mahaprabhu was eating green coconut, taking a bite, then throwing it to the dog. Now, the amazing thing is, you know, we've tried this because we like to see what... Dogs don't like green coconut. Usually if you give dog green coconut, they just kind of smell it and go away looking for something else. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is Mahaprasad. He'd throw it and tell the dog, chant Krishna. And the dog would chant Krishna and catch it, eat it. And on that very day, the dog went back to Godhead. What was his qualification? One qualification. Because he had received the love, the compassion of such a devotee as Shivananda Sen. That Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is conquered by the love of his devotee, who agrees to be subordinate to the love of his devotee, the Lord found the greatest pleasure in promoting that dog to the spiritual world simply to please Shivananda Sen. The Lord, the devotee is willing to do anything for the pleasure of the Lord, and the Lord is willing to do anything for the pleasure of his devotee. And when Shivananda Sen would come, actually there's a wonderful story that he came one year to Puri and he told Lord Chaitanya, my wife is pregnant. Now that's usually not in those days what you tell sannyasis. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in ecstasy. He said, oh, I will give a name for the child. Name him Paramanandapuri Das. And the next day, when he went back home, his wife gave birth and Lord Chaitanya would call him Puri. Shivananda Sen had 3 children. And when he would come to Puri with his wife and 3 children, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would personally take prasad at their home. And he would say that your family is my family. Shivananda Sen, I am your property. I am yours. Whoever you show your mercy upon, that person must be delivered. Krishna has to deliver them. How the Lord gives all credit for his own love to his own devotees. Golaveta Sridhar was a very simple man. He had no wealth. He had no followers. There's no record of that he was well educated. He was just a simple banana leaf seller. And here is Lord Chaitanya at the peak of his career as a preacher. Today in the morning, Radha Gopinath Prabhu was explaining what was his influence. Nobody has this type of influence. One day in the afternoon, he was told about how the Chankazi was harassing and persecuting the devotees, the townspeople. Previously, he told everyone, just chant these holy names of Krishna with your families, in your shops, in your homes, as you're walking, just chant. Don't worry about anything else. And they were following his instructions, and following his instruction brought about a tremendous amount of resistance from the government. They were beating the devotees. They were threatening to imprison them, to plunder all of their property. Broke Murdanga. This information came to Lord Chaitanya. And he proclaimed, "Today, in the evening, everyone come with a torch." One statement. By evening, millions of people gathered. Not just with one torch. Some of them had dozens of torches. Lord Chaitanya wasn't paying them. There's another story, just Mahaprabhu's influence. When he came to Ramkeli on his way to Vrindavan, there were millions of people doing Nam Sankirtan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing and millions of people with their full voices had their arms raised, loudly chanting the holy name. The Nawab Hussein Shah, who hated Hindus, the Nawab Hussein Shah, who made a law of the kingdom, no public demonstration of any Hindu ritual, he heard this massive chanting. And he asked somebody, "Who is that? What's that?" He said, "I saw this person. He has a beautiful golden form. He's dancing in ecstasy. His arms, they are elongated beneath his legs. And when he raises them high up, it's so beautiful. His complexion is like molten gold. His eyes are so lotus-like and large. They seem to be stretching almost to his ears. His nose is like a sesame flower. His lips are like rubies. His teeth are like pearls. His neck is like a lion. He has broad shoulders and thin waist." And as he is chanting, he leaps in the air. He falls on the ground. There's torrents and torrents of tears like rivers flowing from his eyes. "I've never seen anything like this. I've seen many sadhus and many swamis, but this person, the ecstatic nature of his love of God is so deep, like an ocean. And there are millions of people following him, all loudly chanting God's names in ecstasy." The Nawab Hussein Shah called for one Keshava Khan, who is a devotee, to tell me about this sannyasi that's come. And Keshava Khan was worried, if I tell him actually about how influential, he might kill Lord Chaitanya or try to persecute him. So better I just make it sound very, very irrelevant. He said, "Oh, so much propaganda you're hearing. He's just a common swami with a few followers like so many others." And now Abu Sayyid Shah, "Why are you blaspheming him like that?" "Just by the description, I can understand he is the Supreme Lord. Otherwise, how could he have so much influence? He's a sannyasi with no possessions, with no home. But yet he has millions and millions and millions of people willing to risk their lives, giving up their homes, doing everything for him. I'm the king, living in big palaces. And if I don't pay people to do my work, they'll never do it. He doesn't pay anyone anything, and they're surrendering their lives to him." This is Mahaprabhu's influence. So on that day, in Srinavadvip Dham, when he called for millions of people, they all came. And they had a procession of non-Sankirtan through all the streets, to all the bathing ghats throughout Navadvip. And ultimately they came to Chankazi's home. And Chankazi came down and surrendered to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What kind of a powerful victory was that? Lord Chaitanya taking sannyas, giving up such a wife, giving up such a mother, giving up such followers, such influence, going to another place, the ultimate expression of compassion. After this victorious Harinam Sankirtan procession, Lord Chaitanya and his most intimate devotees, he led them to Kolavetra Sridhar's little hut. This little thatched hut. He had no possessions. And outside of his hut was this very old, dented iron pot. It was so old, and it was so scraped up with so many dents in it. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur enlightens us with the fact that even the most desperate thief would not even place his glance upon it. What to speak of take it. That's how worthless it was. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, here he was with all of his devotees, with Advaita Prabhu, Gadadhar Prabhu, Haridas Thakur, Nityananda Prabhu. And he just happens to see that old pot, and it was filled with water. And he knew this is the water that Sridhar drinks with his own mouth. Not only that, he uses it for every purpose, because it was the only pot in his house. He would use it for cleaning. He would use it for washing himself. He would drink it. Lord Chaitanya picked up that old, dented iron pot and drank the water. When Sridhar saw that, he came running to the scene. He was crying. He said, "My Lord, no, no. You have drunk the water I drank from, I was washing myself with, now I am dead. I'm finished." And Lord Chaitanya, he wanted to show the whole world. He said, "Today, my entire life has become purified. Today, for the first time, I am tasting the sweetness of pure devotion to Krishna because I have drunk the water from Sridhar's pot." And as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was saying these words, tears were pouring from his eyes. And the devotees who heard this, they started falling to the ground and rolling to see the good fortune of Kolavetra Sridhar and the nature of the love of the Lord for his devotee. The Lord will not accept even nectar from a solid gold, bejeweled cup if it is not offered with devotion. That water, the Lord, he understands our purpose. For Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that water was the energy of Sridhar's devotion. He was tasting Kolavetra Sridhar's ecstatic love. He was overwhelmed. He was conquered and purchased. Bhakti is the highest path. Srila Prabhupada would say, some people want to be God. But when you love God, God becomes subordinate to that love. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was a little boy, Nimai, the girls, the neighboring ladies, the friends of Sachi Devi, they would tell him, "Dance," and he would dance. Hare Krishna. Nice sound effects, actually. Best melody to dance to. And then he would go out. He would go out into the street and he would beg for sandesh. He would beg for bananas. He would beg for coconuts. And he'd bring it back and distribute it to all the ladies. Just like their order supplier. The Lord is purchased by the love of his devotees. And in this world, the highest expression of love we can offer to Krishna, by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's own words, is to show compassion to other living beings. Bharat bhumite hoila manusya janma jara janma saratka kare kare para upakar. The Lord said to the people of India, it is your duty, your responsibility to perform the greatest welfare work for others, which is to liberate the soul. The Purushartha Siromani, the crest jewel of all treasures, Premniti, is devotion to Krishna. Chadiya Vaishnava Seva Nistara Payichi Keva. To be the servant of the servant of the servant of one who is giving his or her heart in compassion for all others on behalf of Krishna. That is the greatest blessing that we can ever achieve. To be the servant of a compassionate Vaishnava. The only thing that's superior to that is to be the servant of the servant of a compassionate Vaishnava. Why should we pray for anything else? Lord Chaitanya, Lord Krishna, gives his heart to anyone who follows his path sincerely. Srila Prabhupada writes that pure devotional service is very rare, but if one is serious, sincere, and without ulterior motives, Krishna easily gives it. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he prayed, Gopi Bhartur Pada Kamalayora Dasa Dasa Anudas. To be the servant of the servant of the servant, of those persons who we know are living in the heart of the Lord by acting on behalf of the Lord. In the 9th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Vishnu tells Durvasa Muni that I am in the core of the heart of my devotees. Those devotees who are willing to give up anything and everything to please me, I am in the core of their hearts. And they are in the core of my heart. If you offend a devotee, Krishna's in their heart. You are causing pain to Krishna directly. If you please a devotee, you are directly giving the greatest pleasure to Krishna. Krishna's ultimate mercy is he manifests himself through the Vaishnavas within this world. And through the Vaishnavas, he spreads the path of pure love through the congregational chanting of the holy name. Today I am very happy to welcome a very dear and old friend of mine, His Grace Ram Das Prabhu. Ram Das Prabhu has been serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. His great love for Srila Prabhupada has always very much moved my own heart. He is one of the dearmost favorite disciples of one of Srila Prabhupada's very beloved God brothers, an ocean of compassion, His Divine Grace Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj. And he has done so much to please his Gurudev, to spread the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is CEO, or I don't know exactly what he's. That's a very high position. Bhakti Vinod Thakur praised for that position. But he's something like the owner and the coordinator of Mandala Publications and many different subsidiaries. And in fact, this book that I wrote, The Journey Home, was published by Ramdas Prabhu. Whatever good is in it is by his blessing, and whatever mistakes fall on my head. But I'm just so happy. I've been inviting him to come here for many years, and today he has finally fulfilled my prayer. With a heart overwhelming with gratitude, I welcome you, Ram Dass Prabhu, and let us very enthusiastically, in a way that he will never forget for the rest of eternity, let us welcome him to Radha Gopinath. Much louder, please. Like to speak some words?
Tamina Tasmay Shri Gurve Namaha Namaham Vishnu Padaya Gaura Prastaya Bhutale Shrimad Bhakti Pramodaya Puri Goswami Iti Namane Panchakalpatrugascha Kripasindhu Bhaivacha Patitanam Bhavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. I'm deeply moved to be here and see all of you and to be in your association, especially such senior Vaishnavas. And I don't know how to fully express my appreciation. I feel very unworthy to be here and to receive such great compassion and kindness from Maharaj and all of you. But somehow or another, we are in a very merciful religion. So all of these discussions about dogs today have given me a lot of great hope. My Guru Maharaj once said, just keep practicing, and have firm faith that one day Mahaprabhu will give you some prem. That if we practice and we continue and we don't give up, no matter how discouraged we sometimes become, and we have faith that the mercy of the Vaishnava is more powerful than any anarthas or maya that we may have, that ultimately the mercy of the Vaishnava will be dominant and win our hearts. So I'm feeling that the grace of all of you is winning my heart. And I was hearing so much about this wonderful compassion that Vaishnavas display. And I was remembering, I was remembering my Guru Maharaj. And I think the main memory or the main teaching that I am been learning is that this great love and compassion of the Vaishnavas is actually what all the philosophy, all the books that we read, all the stories that we hear, it's the one thing that we are to learn and to become attached to. That affection that the Vaishnavas have for us. When I was hearing Shyamasundara Prabhu speak about Srila Prabhupada, I was just reminded, we hear many stories about Srila Prabhupada, but the one thing that I always comes through when I hear his loving disciples speak about is that love that he had, that great affection that captures our hearts and makes us want to give up everything and do anything to please them. And so I'm feeling like an object of that compassion today, and I'm very, very grateful to Srila Radhana Swami. I've had the fortune of knowing him for many years, and I don't know what else to say. I'm just very grateful to be here, and thank you very much for such a wonderful welcome. Hare Krishna.
Now we will perform Nama Sankirtan.